Hi everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Mark.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Caleb.
I'm Isaac.
And welcome back to the podcast. They're doing our intro once again, so hopefully you remember our names. And this time we're all here. Hello.
Surprise.
Who wasn't here last time? Was it Mark?
I think it was me.
Mark wasn't here last
time.
Yeah. Why he wasn't.
It was Mark. So, you know, we're back. Mark. What's up? In this episode, we want to talk about I don't know if there's a certain, I guess health and fitness kind of is the general topic.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people struggle with losing weight and stuff, which I think is important to talk about and educate. You know how we did that post on our Instagram at @teenager_therapy?
Yes.
That was about how to lose weight and stuff. Did you see the people that were commenting that they tried drinking those celebrity endorsed teas and gave them diarrhea?
Oh my god.
I was like, whoa. Every celebrity endorses those kind of products too, which is really
sad. The detox ones?
Yeah. Detox. And apparently everyone gets diarrhea from it.
Yeah, detox is supposed to give you like diarrhea.
Oh,
like,
is it?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's how.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's how they took out the weight.
Makes a little more sense. You know, I've always wondered if those, what's it called? Antioxidant drinks, or to clear the toxins from your body.
What toxins? Like pee?
No, I don't know. You know?
What?
You know,
what?
Antioxidants? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I don't know.
You know.
Antioxidant?
Yeah.
You had a drink. Bye-bye?
It's just bye.
Oh, it's called bye-bye.
Yeah, I drink these antioxidant drinks.
Yeah.
They're organic and stuff. It's like vitamin water, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I always wonder if it's true, though. Yeah. Like, what exactly?
I just drink it because
it tastes good. Yeah,
okay. But let me see.
Yeah, I wonder what it does for you, or what it's supposed to do for you.
Clear your body of sin.
Yes. Duh.
I go to church for that.
Oh.
Wink.
For those who don't.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know how to word it, but you know how there's a lot of controversy if people should promote I don't know,
body positivity.
Yeah, but not that specifically, because you know when someone is clearly, you know, obese and overweight, and then people tell them, oh, you know, you should lose weight to be healthier, and then people get mad and say you should
be proud of your body and
yeah,
all
be happy. How do you feel about that? Well, careful with your words.
I know.
This is really controversial.
Like, people are telling, you know, like those people who are apparently obese for the greater good, because it's not only weight, it's like their overall health, because weight ties in with a lot of different stuff like diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that is hard.
I mean, it's just,
you gotta be careful.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you shouldn't go about it by saying it in a rude way.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think people are just trying to look out for that person, but sometimes it can come across as rude or like getting into their business or whatever.
It's all about like knowing the person's intentions. There's a difference when they're calling you out for your bad health, or they're just wanting you to improve on yourself, you know? Like, you don't need to keep talking about it, because they probably know. And it probably makes them feel insecure and, you know, bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you should just go about it like the right way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to be really like you're there for the person and that you're not against them. Because just imagine if, you know, you're obese, you're overweight, and you already feel the effects of what how being overweight is. And just to have another person just try to force these things to you. Like, you already know it's wrong, but you just keep on going. It's hard.
I think the issue is that some really, you know, body positivity people get mad at others trying to encourage them to lose weight, because the controversial opinion is that you shouldn't encourage them to lose weight, because they should just learn to love themselves and their body just the way you are, and you shouldn't try to change yourself for the way society views obese people, I guess. So that's what I've always wondered, because I think that, you know, being overweight and obese I think is obviously a health hazard, you know, for your health and your well-being.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And that's proven. There's no benefits of being overweight, and it's just dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the people telling, but I do think that you should love yourself. And I think part of what loving yourself means is being willing to be the best version of yourself and being able to embrace the change that you can make, like with things like your body and stuff. So I think the way you should view it is you should love yourself and show that love by trying to be healthy and mindful of your body. If that makes sense, you know?
It does. That makes sense.
You shouldn't be ashamed of your appearance in mm-hmm. any, like, shape or form. But you should just be concerned about the condition, like, your health conditions and everything.
Oh, yeah. And what about glorifying being overweight or obese?
What do you mean glorifying it?
On Twitter I once saw this overweight like woman, and she was the cover of a magazine or something, right. And somebody was saying like they're glorifying you know being overweight, but I don't know. I think it can be a comforting thing to other overweight people, mm-hmm. and to show like it is beautiful, you know. But at the same time, there's a limit, I guess.
That's the weird part, because I don't think you want to make it seem too beautiful.
Exactly. But know? That's...
Mm-hmm. But then, or that it's, like, it's okay.
I know, like, exactly. Yeah.
Be yourself, you're beautiful, but at the same time, like, that's...
Yeah.
Be careful.
You know? It's weird, because exactly. People say a lot of... what's the word? Hypocritical?
Contradicting
opinions.
I think it's really nice how... They're very like the magazine, whatever brand was very inclusive, and they want to, showcase individuals with all types of bodies, you know, with all sorts of body types and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you are satisfied with, you know, your life and your weight and everything, and like it really shouldn't be a problem, in my opinion. Like, you just really need to be concerned for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like I agree with you when you say that, because it's their body. They could do whatever they mm-hmm. want with it. But I also feel like they just don't realize the dangers of being overweight. And they just don't know that information, really.
Yeah, it's because like they have to be realistic about it.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, they use this body positivity thing, like, oh, it's my body, and you uh-huh. and you are a doctor, you can't tell me, right. Yeah, and you know all that stuff. But I feel like sometimes it's just an excuse, and it's to cover up the fact that they don't want to make that change,
perhaps like a coping
but
mechanism.
If you're fine with it, like there's nothing wrong.
At the end of the day, it's going to be up to the person. They'll hear all these opinions and comments, but if they want to change, then they will.
But
and if they love their body that way, they can keep it that way. Just be concerned about your health.
Do you think society has kind of a responsibility to warn people about the dangers of it and show people that it's better if you choose to be the healthier version of you, or if they should just, you know, say, okay, it's your body. And if you want to do something that's potentially dangerous, then go ahead.
I mean, yeah, go ahead and speak your opinion on it, you know? Yeah, and I think everyone should take what that opinion is into like consideration when it comes to their weight and stuff. But still, like, we can't force them. We shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Society shouldn't force or really bash. Is it like,
I don't think they should force or bash, but I feel recommend. Personally they should encourage a healthier lifestyle
in a respectful way, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put out the information so one side wouldn't be one-sided.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's glorified though by doing that kind of stuff and showing people? Because I never that I don't know the difference between glorifying and representation.
I don't think it's glorifying.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, representation. Mm-hmm. Mm. Making sure that everyone feels included.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Glorifying it would be praising it, saying that...
That's how you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like the ideal.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what it would be.
And what about the big is beautiful campaigns? Stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I support that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think... just like no matter what your body size is, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really.
I think that campaign is there for it to be inclusive, mm-hmm. so everybody feels like they belong somewhere. I guess because mm-hmm. usually it's like, you know, skinny, like girls or, you know, and so the fact that campaign is there, it makes them feel comforted.
Mm. I feel like that tackles a different issue too. That tackles with. An overweight person being insecure about themselves.
And we should also talk about you know, underweight people.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
What I've noticed is that people get mad when clothing brands don't really
have their size.
Like there's a word for it. Don't really what is it?
Describe it.
Like when the clothing brands don't really like sell to that
cater to
yeah, okay okay
cater
yeah.
to you
okay
I was thinking the same thing
okay because so what I've noticed is that some clothing brands they don't cater to all types of sizes and it might just cater into like to a very small one size but and like. I see people in the comment section, they get mad and they start calling the models like twigs, you know, like sticks, like anorexic and everything. Like it's not any better than calling like, you know, making fun of someone's weight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It made me.
You don't have to put someone very, down to praise someone.
Yeah, it was really hypocritical and there was just no need for it. I mean,
yeah, obviously there's no need to do. Stuff like that. People get into a lot of arguments of, you know, when you want underweight people to be represented properly, they tend to bash overweight people and say, you know, you shouldn't be supporting that. That's dangerous. And then the same applies to people supporting overweight people and they call the underweight people twigs and stuff like that. And it's, you don't need to bash one to support the other. You can support both equally and want equal representation. But yeah, there's a lot less focus on underweight people and anorexic people. Aren't a lot of models already underweight?
I have no idea.
Isn't that a big issue in the modeling industry that they're forced to be underweight in order to have that appealing look?
Yeah, some models they have to, even though they exercise excessively and they don't eat, they don't get the right amount of nutrition and everything. So I was watching this video about a model and she was explaining her career as one and everything. And she talked about how she was already really skinny, you know, very skinny. And she went to this modeling industry, brand.
Agency?
Yeah, agency. And they still told her that she needed to be like a size smaller. And so she had to go through like excessive exercise and a really poor nutrition
diet,
the diet and stuff just to become a model. And I don't know, it was just really sad.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue with the modeling industry and stuff like that. But the other issue is that there's a lot of misinformation about diet and stuff like that. People think you need to starve yourself to...
Drink teas.
Apple cider vinegar. Rice noodle only diets.
Oh. Water only.
Oh.
Terrible.
You know, it's so I had this friend, right? And I saw her like last week. And she was telling me how she tries all these different diets. And she was telling me how she wants to go like on this diet where she only drinks water.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
I was
Kayla, you better have stopped her.
I told her.
Excuse me, I'm from Teenage Therapy.
I told her. I was like, I don't think that's going to work. And then she was like, yeah, my mom won't let me do it. I was like, good.
Good for her.
I know. And she told me, yeah, she tried the apple cider vinegar. She's Yikes. Trying all these things. I was just like, oh my God.
It's painful.
I know.
It's really bad. Like,
I admire her efforts in trying to lose weight. Uh-huh. But maybe just not like...
There's a healthier way.
Yeah.
Like also me, I had a friend who was overweight and he'd always be telling me like, I want to lose weight. So he told me his idea where he won't eat the whole day and he'll only eat like breakfast. And he said he eats like a really small breakfast and he does it every day. And I remember the whole week seeing him come into like the class we have together and he was like...
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay. Have you guys ever gone on a losing weight or gaining weight spree?
Yes, I have.
But let's... that didn't end well.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No.
So, I have a pretty fast metabolism growing up. I was really skinny. You know, people would always like bully me for it because I was really small and lanky and stuff. And so obviously I try to eat a lot, but because like my metabolism was like
too quick, yeah, too on fire.
Like I could never gain weight. Like I really struggled to gain weight and it took me forever just to go from 90 to 100.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, right now I'm at 120. And I still have that struggle. Like, I can't move up or down. Like, it's just always stays like that. And, yeah.
Well, you made progress from 90 to 120. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Anyone else ever try? Wait, Thomas. Oh, wait. Oh, how did you?
It's just like, I just felt bad about myself, you know, because even though I was really putting in that effort to try and gain more weight, I don't know, like, you know, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't.
I know. I mean.
But how did you try to gain weight?
I ate a lot. Like,
so more, just by eating.
Yeah, like a lot more. Like, you know, like. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. Have you ate like whole foods, junk food? Like
what kind of foods? Both. It was mainly both. Yeah, it was both.
Okay. And you binge on them?
Mm-hmm. Anyone else go on a failed diet?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I mean, no one.
You?
A little, kind of.
Why?
It's kind of more recently, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't have that much. I don't really have much food at home.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I've been noticing, like, I've been gaining, like, fat. And what I've been doing is not eat as much as I would used to. And, you know, of course, I felt kind of bad, right? I would wait till like 12 until to eat. And I would only eat two meals a day for like a week. And then it just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's what I'm trying to get with this. It doesn't work. You just gain more fat. And I've been trying to get better with it, eating more, eat breakfast.
But starving just didn't work.
No.
No.
You feel bad because your metabolism, it slows down with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I try to eat more, it was harder for me to eat because I felt full already, even though I wanted to eat more. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got used to it. And then my hand motion.
Right.
Yeah. It was just terrible.
Mm. Oh, that's... How recent was this?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that was not that far.
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you better now?
No. I'm not perfect or not where I want to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going through it.
Interesting. I remember when I was younger, I used to be really fat, right? As I have mentioned many times.
Yes.
But for those that don't know, I used to be very fat when I was younger. I used to eat a ton of food. I swear, my God, I used to eat like two Nutella sandwiches with like a huge glass of milk.
Wait, what?
When I was like in fifth or sixth grade. You
could. Oh my god. That accident. God, I can picture you doing that. Tuna.
Oh, yeah, I heard tuna, so that's why I was like, what?
Wait. Oh, two Nutella.
Yeah, I heard tuna.
Tuna-tella. Oh.
I thought you said tuna-tella. I was like
tuna. Tuna-tella sandwich? Like, oh, tuna?
No.
Tuna Nutella?
I used to eat...
White bread?
White bread.
Chimichang.
Whole milk?
God damn. I used to eat a ton of Nutella sandwiches. Huge bowls of Fruit Loops. Huge bowls. I served myself 2-3 times, just huge bowls of Fruit Loops. I used to eat these chimichangas, these frozen chimichangas. I would heat up and I would eat like 2 of them with orange juice.
Have you got your-
Oh my god, you fucked us up.
It was a tough life.
Turn on the fan. No,
it's sad because I think about it. I did that too.
Girl, yeah. Turn on the fan.
Like, I would take two Nutella sandwiches, tuna like a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Capri Sun.
Girl, turn on the fan.
All right, we're going to turn on the fan for a little bit. We'll be back intermission while Kayla goes to the restroom. So, as I was saying a second before our 5-minute break, yeah, I used to eat a lot. I had such a big appetite. The problem with me is once I start eating, I can't stop because it takes so much. Because every time I eat, I want to stuff myself with food. That's why I feel satisfied.
Oh, like, I guess yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I have to just stuff myself so I could be like, okay, I'm good now. And I used to do that when I was younger with these terrible, so much junk food. Disgusting, terrible. And I don't know what the point of this rant was, but I'm sure it was important.
Eating
Fruit Loops,
like a diet where like tuna gone wrong.
Okay, right, a diet gone wrong.
Just stop, we literally took a break so you guys can tell that.
I'm done.
So then I remember I always wanted to lose weight. I was like, how do I lose weight? And I used to go on YouTube, search up how to lose weight, and it was always those beauty vloggers that were like, all you have to do to lose weight is drink water, be more active, and be happy with yourself. I was like, okay, I'll drink more water. So I just thought if I keep drinking water, I'll lose weight. And that did not happen. So then 7th grade is when I started to lose weight. And I was so impatient. So I used to just want to lose weight as fast as possible, right? As quick as possible. So I would search up these super intense low-calorie diets and do them. I think the one that worked the most is the 3-day diet where you eat... what do you even eat? You barely eat anything. It's like a total of 900 calories a day, which is not good because I'm supposed to be eating around 1,800. So I was eating 900.
That's half.
Yeah. So it was not good. But I mean, it worked. I lost a lot of weight really quickly out of nowhere. And I always used to do that, just starve myself, and I thought that was it, that was the move.
Did you like find yourself feeling really tired and stuff?
I was just hungry. I was just really hungry, but it was a terrible, terrible choice, because in the process of that, I lost weight, but it made me skinny fat, basically. Because when you starve yourself and when you eat very little, instead of losing fat, you mostly just lose muscle. You lose all your muscle first and then you lose the fat, which just turns out to leave you looking even more fat than before, because now you don't even look toned. Isaac, is there a problem with my story?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
That's right. So yeah, that's how I lost the weight, and it's just I regret it because I'm sure all like the muscle I could have had just ended with me looking skinny fat, which I'm still trying to recover from. So that was the day I failed my diet. But the most important part is, how do you find the motivation to work out and go on a diet?
Like, what inspires you?
Yeah, like, what personally to you, what keeps you motivated?
When it comes to, like, working out, it's hard for me to get motivated. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to the gym is... No. But once I'm there, it's different. Like, once I'm there, I'm motivated. Mm-hmm. But just going
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, it really is. But once I'm there, like, I'm fine. And then I think, like, okay, this is so good. Like, I'm going to go out to die when I get home. But then, yeah, for me, the easier part is, like, working out. The harder part is eating, quote unquote, healthy.
Oh, really? So yeah. Eating healthy is harder?
Yeah, why? For me. Oh. Because there's so much temptation. I just want to...
don't you feel bad after it?
Like, I know.
There's like Chips Ahoy's right here.
Exactly.
It's too bad.
They have the chewy and the crunchy.
I know. And there's Pringles. I had an Otter Ball.
I like crunchy more.
No.
But...
But then afterwards, I do feel a little guilty. I'm just like, damn. Yeah, don't you shouldn't just, have done that.
Really? Can I warn you?
I know.
She doesn't listen. She literally rips the bag of Takis away from our hands and into her mouth.
But I'm not like as bad as I was before.
Oh, really?
Like before, I'm bored, I would be like, okay, let me just snack on something. But now, I just drink water. I just drink water.
Wow. Yeah. It's surprisingly helpful, too, if you just drink water. It is an appetite suppressant.
Sometimes... Well, I know lots of people like struggle with this, but like they're just bored. So like they start to eat.
Yeah, that's a big issue for me.
Yeah, like you just want a snack or something.
Exactly. So that's why I just resort to water.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Isaac? What keeps you motivated to work out and diet and stuff like that?
Well, a lot of people in my family don't exercise. And like my family has, like a lot of them are known for having diabetes and stuff, and I don't want to be like that. Mm-hmm. So this is why I exercise and eat healthy a lot.
Yeah.
So I can live a full, long life.
You know, I was about to have diabetes.
What do you mean?
When I was in 7th grade, you that's why I started losing weight.
You were pre-diabetic?
Yeah, diabetic. I don't know, but it was like I was, when I was in 7th grade, I remember I went to the doctor, and they told me, like, you're overweight, and I think, I don't know what, but... Is pre-diabetic when you're like on the
I think so, on the
edge of it?
I think so.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess they told me that, you know, you're pre-diabetic, you need to lose weight or eat healthier because if not, you'll have type 2 or type 1. I don't know. I was like, oh, and that really made me just realize, like,
gotta eat healthy.
Oh, I mean, I don't have a choice anymore. And I think ever since then, that really just kind of scarred me for life. Because when you have it, you can't get rid of it, right?
No.
It's forever.
Yeah. Well, you have to inject yourself insulin every day.
Yeah, like forever, for your entire life. You can't get rid of it, even if you eat healthy. So that really scared me, which motivated me to, you know, eat healthy. I cut out junk food. And for me personally, it was surprisingly easy to cut out junk food. Because it just made me feel terrible. Either way, I ate it. And then afterwards, I was like, ugh. Like my breath stank. When I ate munchies, it just stank. Like,
it's because you chose munchies.
Okay,
you chose munchies.
Shut up, it's good. Yeah. Like, my fingers were getting stained red. It was disgusting. I hated it. So I was like, I'm okay with that. I don't like soda or chips and stuff. I really have no temptation to eat it.
You're like
what?
You're like
Yeah, like when I see junk food, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
No, when I see junk food, I'm like, ew. But yeah, so for me personally, I think both parts are pretty easy. I don't see working out or nutrition as being particularly hard, which I'm thankful for.
Mm-hmm. For you personally?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people struggle with it, but for me, they're both pretty easy to do and dedicate to. It's just starting out, definitely.
Okay, so at first I used to be really motivated when I started going to the gym. You know, that went on for about like for a few months and stuff. I don't know, like when you go through like these really tough times, it's hard for you to concentrate. And I just found myself never really wanting to go to the gym. I was always just so mentally exhausted. And yeah, I just avoided the gym at all costs. I don't know, because at first I was very concentrated on going to the gym because, I don't know, I just wanted to, you know, improve my appearance. The hook, like, I wanted to look hot.
Yeah, of course.
that's basically what I'm saying. So, yeah, like... So, that's why. But it just... I don't know. I lost that concentration and that motivation and that determination.
Maybe you just felt hot already.
because of some stupid stuff that just happens. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I feel like, yeah, that's it. It's mainly my mental health that stopped me from going. But, and then I started to go again. And then I got sad again. And then so I stopped. Uh-huh. But hopefully I can go again.
What about your diet?
Oh, my diet. You know, yeah, at first it was good. Oh, but when you're sad, what can you, like, I don't know, like, because when you're sad, you don't really care.
You're such a mood.
You just want it.
All the time.
Because, you know, eating helps sometimes. And so you just eat whatever you have, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have time to cook myself a meal. Mm-hmm. When there's a nice, delicious bag of Takis right there.
Right.
Or my brother brings in boba. How can I deny that? But basically what I'm saying is that it's like my diet and my exercise, it was like corresponding, you know? Mm-hmm. They both stopped. They both
started
and all that. Right now, like, my diet is like, okay, like, you know, I'm not eating the best, but I'm also like not eating bad. I mean, yeah, I barely ever eat junk food. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to go to the gym again. It's just the main problem is getting there. Like, I don't have a ride. I don't want to walk. I don't want to walk there in the hot sun.
Buy a bike. Yeah.
Exactly. Invest.
Mm-hmm. But then I have to ride a bike. Like,
well, you don't know how.
No, because I don't have, like, yeah. You don't know. No. I know how to ride a bike.
He doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't.
I know how. I know how to ride a bike. I just don't have a cute bike.
Oh.
To ride.
You want, like, those beach bikes?
Yeah.
You want those, like, old 70s bikes?
You just go to the gym. You don't need a cute bike.
That's true.
And what who's going to see stolen?
You? That's
scary. That's why you don't want a cute bike.
Fuck. Get like a dirty looking one and nobody's gonna steal it.
No. But yeah, that's it.
I'm the same thing with Kayla. Like going for me is really hard, especially when I was first starting. I remember the only times I would go was when Guile was going. So I wanna thank you because you were a huge part of my motivation and you helped me.
Hold up, I blinked out during what am I being thanked for?
No, you pushed me going to the gym.
Oh,
basically.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then there was times where you weren't able to go. And so I had to go by myself and that was really scary. Oh. But the first time I went like by myself, I felt really good. Like, Halo, you feel really good. You start seeing like sort of progress, kinda, like results. Mm-hmm. I think that's what really motivated me is seeing the results.
Well, pictures or there's no results.
Huh?
You got to take progress pictures.
Yeah, of course. Or just look at yourself in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Like at the gym, mm-hmm. You're done. Feeling a quick pump.
Yeah.
Quick pump. Yeah.
What about the diet? Is that
diet? Hard? There was a time where I was doing pretty good. I prepped. Is that what it's called?
Meal prepped.
Meal prepped. I would take lunch to school. Home cooked lunch. I would make it on my own so I could reach my own macros. It was going good, but then I started running out of the foods and then I never found the time to go get it again. So it was just really the circumstances, I'd say, mm-hmm. The circumstances.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm like at my cousin's house and there's not really food for me to eat. There's a lot of junk food, right? They have like a whole pantry of junk food. Mm-hmm. You know, you just go into the room and then you started eating snacks and I would binge on those snacks. So it's just all like circumstances for me.
Yeah.
What happens?
A lot of people, some people are privileged enough to be able to have mostly healthy food in their home and, you know, get meals cooked by their parents or cook it themselves. And some people don't have that privilege and they kind of have to work with what they have. And sometimes what they have might not be the best thing. And that's what prevents a lot of people from losing weight. And that's the reason a lot of people are overweight. It really has to do a lot with their family and their circumstances, which is unfortunate, but you just got to learn to work with it. And, you know, being on a diet, people tend to see it as a temporary thing. You know, it's a 3-month diet, a 6-month diet. But just thinking about it, that's not a very good idea. Like, what's your plan? You're going to go on a 3-month diet, you're going to lose weight, and then you're going to get off the diet, and then what? Like, you're just going to magically keep that body? You can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to maintain it. It's not, don't think, it's just, you have to change your habits, not necessarily go on a diet.
Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't mean you can never eat junk food again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you should think of it as a lifestyle, just eating healthy for the rest of your life. And people get confused as to what it means to eat healthy. It doesn't mean salad and chicken every day, right? It means eating enough calories and getting enough protein and carbs and fats and stuff, and not eating too little or too much, and also not eating all junk food.
But eat in moderation.
Yes, in moderation. Mm. And people tend to think that if you're going to eat healthy, that you can't eat junk food. You know, you can't eat cookies or chips or anything else that is unhealthy. But that's not the case, because as long as you're eating in moderation and 80% of the time you're being healthy and eating well, then it's okay to have a snack and treat yourself. Don't focus on starting out with these huge goals. Just focus on being consistent and starting out small. Maybe instead of eating chips, you drink water, like Kayla has done. As long as she's consistent with that, that's the road to success. And that's just showbiz, baby. That's just showbiz. But to find, the question that we're getting at, you know, how do you find the motivation? It's just about knowing why you're doing it. Personally, for me, I was doing it because I didn't want to be fat and I didn't want to have diabetes. And that was enough. It scared me enough to push myself to do it. And it just became a habit, and then eventually it just became a lifestyle. And find why you want to do it, why you're doing it. If you're doing it to look good, if you're doing it to be healthier, keep the long-term goal in mind and try to use that to push yourself. There's a lot of things we could talk about regarding, you know, body issues, body weight, fat shaming, skinny shaming, all that, but we're running a little low on time and we want to do a Q&A because we haven't done it in a very, very long time, and those are really fun. So do we have time for question time? Can I get a drum roll, please? I don't know. Shh. Yes, we do. Yay. Q&A time. Okay. First question. Who's the fastest and slowest at replying texts?
Slowest.
Wait, hold up. Let's all say slowest at the same time.
Oh, wait, okay.
Right, oh, yeah. Wait. Is this like texting individually or in the group chat?
In general.
So individually, it can be.
Oh, let's just do group chat. Let's just do group chat.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. I know.
Come on.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Slowest first?
Who's counting? Okay.
3, 2, 1. Isaac.
What are you going to say?
Isaac?
Okay, fastest, I know.
Because I have it muted.
Why
do you have it muted?
Because you guys sent so many messages.
Then reply to them.
Important messages.
Do not disturb.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have. I feel bad muting group chats. I can't mute them. I can't.
No, only mute them when they get spammy.
I feel bad. Like.
So you just take fastest. 3.
Wait. Let me think about it.
I know.
Hurry up. 5.
And wait.
4.
That's okay, hard. Yeah.
3.
Wait.
2.
Don't scream.
1.
Mark.
Oh.
Wait.
I said Mark.
I said Thomas.
Thank you.
What did you say?
Thank you.
I said Mark. How about you?
I said Gael.
Mark.
What did you say?
Thomas.
Oh. Thanks, I guess.
Kayla's in the middle. Like, sometimes she'll probably quick, sometimes she's off for like a week.
No, not a week.
a couple days.
The thing is that most of the time I read it and I don't reply.
Oh my god, guys.
Like, I read it, like, I see it.
I just don't feel like replying.
You don't understand how long it takes us to make plans because people. Okay, we're like, guys.
I always see Mark like replying.
When should we go out?
That's why.
And. You see 5 eyes that everyone saw the message and then no one replies. And then you have to be like, so like, are we going? And then Mark maybe goes in. Yeah, sure. When?
And that's, I'm like, when do you guys want to go? Asking like, oh, are we going to go out? And no one answers.
Yeah.
So at yourself.
And then every hour we get one more message in. Okay. I can't. Why not? 3 hours later. Oh, I'm busy.
That's something you would do, Isaac.
Yeah, that's something you have done.
And then, I don't know. Yeah, group chats, they're fun. I don't like muting them, though. Those feel bad. I'm always in there.
I feel bad.
I'm always... I send so many messages. I send like 10 in a row at like 9 a.m.
That's why. I'm like...
But it's because I want to talk to you guys.
Oh,
that's why.
I'm sorry. We're sorry.
I know.
You.
How? Okay. Next question. How would you guys describe your styles?
Basic.
Basic.
You should do an episode about being basic.
I'm sure Kayla and Mark would love it.
No, it was Mark. Oh my god.
You guys say so too.
No, you're crazy.
Okay, so who should start? Gael.
Me? I'd say as long as I'm comfortable.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And black. Dark colors.
Mine's pure black, like dark colors.
You look good with it, though.
I would say it's kind of simplistic.
Minimalistic. Kind
of? Like, it's not too, like, what it, wow.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But it's like, oh, she looks cute.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mine is, like, kind of all over the place. Sometimes I like being simple.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like wearing red corduroy jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. Uh-huh. I like to take inspiration from, like, the 90s and, like, 80s
vintage
shows and stuff, you know? Yeah. And all that. So, and obviously YouTubers, like Marley Catherine and stuff.
Best dressed.
Best dressed. Mm-hmm. Love best dressed.
I love best dressed.
Okay. What's that?
We love
what's best dressed. What's best dressed?
She's a YouTuber.
Her name's Ashley.
And she dresses.
Oh, I think you're filming. She's Asian, right? Asian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No. She's
Asian.
I don't know.
Barcelona?
No, I don't know how to pronounce it, but she's
but
not
in conclusion,
Asian.
I'm basic.
Burmesium.
What about you?
I don't know. Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I would describe it.
H&M.
Oh my god. I don't know how I would describe it. Like, basic.
Wow, look at us.
Wow.
Such a quirky group of teens. Okay, let's see. Any tips for freshmen? I would say it's really not as big of a deal as they make it seem. Like, it's really not.
Yeah.
It's scary, but that's all in your head. Yeah, I don't overthink it at all. It's so... Oh, there's no reason to overthink it. You'll get used to it so quickly.
Mm-hmm. And make new friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. Really fun.
And go to the school events that HB has.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean... Cheer does the same thing every year, so don't be too impressed.
Hey. No, but they have to.
Clownery.
Wow. She's really good.
Wow. Did you see that TikTok? I don't think I told you guys. Just, you know, in Camp Rock, he's like, wow, she's really good. There was this TikTok that shows Cheer doing that, like the same routine every year, and the freshmen, wow, they're really good. And it's accurate. That's what I thought too. But next question. Were you ever scared to speak up in a friendship?
What do you mean?
Obviously,
speak up for an issue.
Yeah,
like confront them.
Yeah,
is that what it is? Confronting mm-hmm. them.
That's confronting, Mark.
Confronting.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
has it everyone?
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd say so.
They care about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did realize all friendships end because there's no one willing to speak up. If you think about it, almost every time it ends is because no one was willing to speak up when it mattered, or they just talk shit, you know.
Damn.
But usually, so you know, if you're dealing with some friend drama, speak up, talk to them. There's no other solution. You know, what should I do? Speak to them. That's literally it.
Pewee.
Next question.
Ooh, I like.
If you were all a family, who would play each role?
Kayla's the mom.
Of course.
I'm the only girl.
Yeah. Actually, no.
Doesn't mean
I'm the only. Yeah. Mom.
Let's forget all genders and like.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Okay.
We got Gael the dad.
Tom is the middle the child.
Shut up.
Neglected.
That is so mean. Okay.
The dog.
No. Okay. I know Gael would be the dad. Sometimes Gael can be very responsible, but he also acts like a child.
Oh,
like a little baby.
He's a dad.
I'm baby.
Isaac would be like the smallest child. You give me.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
He's just messing around doing something.
Yeah.
You're like, yay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Baby.
and baby. Baby.
I see Mark as the oldest child.
Yeah,
for sure. I see him as the sister.
Oh my god.
Oh. Biggest compliment.
Maybe.
Yeah, the sister.
Honestly, Kayla, you do kind of seem like a mom.
Okay. I'll take
like
it.
A little mom. You, Gael, I don't know, because you act like a little baby.
I'm baby. Baby. Interesting.
Being out between.
Yeah, so Thomas is either the pet or the middle child.
Thomas is the pet. Why am I the pet?
Because you like okay, having your little
no,
leash.
No, he could be the mom sometimes.
You.
Okay. No.
Thomas can be no. the mom. Like a scary mom.
No.
Like the one on YouTube.
Have you guys not seen me with
like
Eric?
A strict mom.
Like, I am so good.
Like
with
a tiger
Eric.
Mom.
Yeah, that's why you're the middle child. They take care of.
That's true. I do.
Okay. Oh my god. Are we going to go to the Area 51 raid? We're yes. planning on yes. making a little vlog.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be cute.
Meet up there.
Yeah, meet up at
Alien as a guest.
Bing, 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 bing.
I mean, Isaac's always busy.
Can you that's true. I gotta leave
damn.
Early.
Are we like Ubering there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's only 3:40.
Pitch in.
Yeah. Wait, if we could split it.
Let's see.
Oh, okay. Next question. How long do you guys usually record for?
An hour.
You know?
Oh.
2 hours, isn't it?
No. Nah. 3 hours. We usually record for like an hour and then we cut it down to 40 minutes.
Yeah. 2 hours at most.
No. Today was a good
day.
Yeah,
at most.
We used to have a lot of cuts. A lot.
Yeah.
It would take us a long time just to finish one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today's been good.
But we're getting better.
We're getting better.
The growth.
The growth. The progress. Where's your favorite place to hang?
We can give
out Thomas's house.
Thomas's house.
I mean, I always try to make them go out, but like, oh, it's always like one person can't
go out.
The sponsorships
haven't
come
in yet.
I know.
Or mm-hmm. someone doesn't want to spend money.
Me.
And I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to go out.
Boiling Point.
I'm on Boiling.
We'll go to Boiling.
Where do you all see yourselves in the near and far future? What are your dreams?
When you say far future, like
yeah,
how far?
Let's 10 years?
When we're 30 years old.
Oh,
30,
oh
that's no. another 15 oh, for me.
That's another 15. I can't.
That sounds like retirement.
Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you'll go.
No.
Okay, in the near future, graduating high school, at least.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm like 30, that's hard. I can't really picture myself when I'm 30.
Really?
Like, yeah,
what am I
don't
be doing
exactly
because yeah. I'm not really like set on a major or job.
I don't know.
So I feel like I would have like a family by then, like you
by
know.
30.
See, I didn't want to jinx
like,
it. I
feel like I would. Oops. And then you know my own little family, my dog.
That's cute.
And all that.
That's cute.
And I feel like I could find like I like
your true love, love of your life.
Soulmate.
No, it's not all about love. I'm talking about my job.
Oh, my bad.
I feel like I could work something in like. Maybe an art director for a company or something. And I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I sort of have like a plan. Like I want to do something as a career, maybe an accountant or maybe something in the medical field. But I know for sure after that, I want to like teach. I want to do some teaching. I want to be a teacher.
What do you want to teach?
Maybe math or like...
Heroes.
I don't know.
I'll be like, Mr. Hugo.
Bro, Mr. Hugo's such a B, dude. He thinks he's like cool and quirky.
Or science. Science or math. Either one of those.
I could see you being a teacher.
Mark. I could see Mark.
I could see
that. I could see Mark. Like the teacher that...
And then he's like the cool teacher that the kids go to.
He'd be the jumpy teacher. The fun teacher.
The 40-year-old dressed as a hype beast.
My dad cap. And my fanny pack.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
In the near future, I will be...
A personal trainer.
In the near future, I'll be ripped with some huge abs and some huge pecs and a huge ass. As well,
okay.
In the far future, when I'm 30, you'll be able to search my name up and find my Wikipedia page and my net worth. So you know, search me up when I'm 30, and you'll find me.
$5.
Gael Fernandez recently filed for bankruptcy after failing a third business. That's where I see myself. But those are all the questions and all the Did time Isaac we have even for today. Go?
Yeah, Isaac.
What?
Were you? Isaac didn't even go.
I thought you said you didn't know yet. Do you know?
I well, you should say something.
Yeah, just
well,
something. Like, what do you want to do?
Where do you wish you were? Like,
in the Bahamas.
I have my house in Japan. By 30, I'm going to be living in Japan. Oh. I have my car.
Oh, I
have a dog.
And so, a Japanese girlfriend.
Recently, I've been watching a lot of van life videos where
they like rent an RV and then like just travel.
Yeah, like yeah, they basically transform their buses or vans into like their homes. And they just travel the world.
But only the cute vans.
Yeah,
into only the rich cute neighborhoods.
Ones. Wait, that's true. It's not an RV. It's a van.
No, not an RV.
Not those big. Oh, like so how do you live in?
Yeah, like the Scooby-Doo van. The mystery van.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, you know, I want to do that in the future.
Yeah, me too. That's
and awesome. Travel the world.
Yeah, right? Put in Nevada. And Area 51.
Why Nevada?
So real.
Las Vegas.
But yeah, I mean, that's it.
Okay.
More.
What?
All right, let's.
What other merch do you plan to drop?
Ooh, haven't even focused on that.
Like, that's right. What do we want?
Shirts,
a hoodie.
I've been trying to design, but no one else is bringing in the designs. I tried
the
last
purple
time.
One.
I made a lot. All the dude.
Are you laughing?
The purple one.
It was purple.
The abstract, right? No. The abstract.
They know what I'm talking about.
I've been like,
I'm sorry, but no.
A few months ago, I just said, I was like, guys, we should start working on new merch designs because like I want new stuff so I could wear my own hoodie. And every single thing I made up, they're like, what is that? And I was like, okay.
Because it looks like it's, you know, it's just a bunch of shapes.
These people judging you. No one has made anything.
How about hair clips?
You gave us a smiley face.
Yellow hair clips?
Yeah. Or like headbands?
Yeah, I was thinking headbands.
Headband?
But right now, no, I think we should focus on like,
you know, I want to do a hoodie. Because like,
yeah,
let's do a hoodie. Yeah. Like,
fall is coming up.
Because so yeah, that's something everyone like would wear, you know?
Uh-huh. Now we said it. Now we got a
bomber jacket.
Now okay.
Oh my goodness.
A windbreaker?
Okay.
Maybe.
A windbreaker.
Okay, how about we calm down? How about we calm down?
I'm getting creative, man.
The next thing we're going to release will be a hoodie. Hopefully, it'll be cute. And hopefully, it'll be out by fall or winter for sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Hey.
You release hers. Who next?
We'll see.
We have to plan.
We'll see who designs it. Yeah.
You.
All of us.
A lot of people are asking about our YouTube channel, and we have a YouTube channel.
Oh my god, we do.
We do.
We have no videos yet, right?
The cereal one?
Give them a preview.
Oh my god, yes. Okay.
That's gonna come.
So, this brand called Magic Spoon sent us some cereal that is really cute, and we did a review on it, and I think it was a pretty fun, it was a really fun video to make, and we'll be uploading it soon to our YouTube channel, Teenager Therapy. So, you know, if you're listening, go subscribe. We want to make vlogs soon. We just haven't had the chance to, you know, go somewhere.
That'd be fun. Making yes. vlogs. Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all the time we have for today for questions. Hopefully you enjoyed it. It was really fun. We haven't done that in a while. Any announcements? Yes, we do. If you're listening, you could follow us on Instagram at @teenager_therapy because a lot of people don't know about our Instagram. So, you know, follow us. You could buy a beanie, teenagertherapy.com. Buy a beanie. They're $10. So hopefully that helps. What else? We're trying to get sponsorships, as you know. Maybe next episode we'll have a sponsorship. So we're excited for that. Hopefully you guys enjoy it and support us and stuff. You could leave a review, Apple Podcast, tell us something nice. We read all of those. So if you want to send us a message, that's a good place to do it. Do you have any announcements?
Nope.
Nope.
Meet us at VidCon.
Anaheim.
Go to the VidCon. No, we're not going there anytime soon.
Wait, isn't it already over?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
But yeah. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.